Contract renewal management, the 90-day problem that costs millions. Most contract renewals happen too late for meaningful negotiation. The difference between renewing at 90 days notice and 30 days notice can be worth 20-30% of contract value. Here's how to build a renewal management program. Contract renewals are a financial event that most organizations manage reactively. The vendor sends a renewal notice 30 days before the contract expires. The business owner approves it because the service is needed and there's no time to evaluate alternatives. The contract renews at the same price, or a higher one, for another year. This is one of the most consistent sources of preventable cost in enterprise spend. Vendors price renewals based on the assumption that most customers won't evaluate alternatives, and they're right. The 30-day notice window is designed to be too short for meaningful evaluation. By the time the renewal arrives, the leverage to negotiate meaningfully is gone. The organizations that consistently get better renewal outcomes are the ones that start 90-120 days out and treat renewals as a procurement event, not an administrative formality. Why renewals are higher leverage than new contracts? Counterintuitively, renewals are often higher leverage than new contract negotiations because your business is already proven valuable to the vendor. When you're a new customer, the vendor is making a bet on your long-term value. When you're a renewal, you've demonstrated that value. You've integrated their product, trained your team, and built operational dependency. The vendor has significant revenue at risk if the renewal doesn't happen, and they know that switching costs give you reason to stay. This creates real negotiating leverage, but only if you're willing to credibly exercise the option of not renewing or switching vendors. A negotiation where both parties know you'll renew regardless is not a negotiation. A negotiation where you've done the market analysis, have a viable alternative, and are genuinely prepared to switch is one where the vendor has reason to compete on price. The operational reality, most customers aren't willing to switch, and vendors know it. The way to change this dynamic without switching is to make it plausible that you've evaluated alternatives. Running a competitive analysis, even informally, changes the negotiation because it changes the information asymmetry. Building a renewal calendar. The foundation of renewal management is visibility, knowing when contracts expire, who owns them, and when negotiation needs to begin. A basic renewal calendar tracks contract name and vendor, contract value, annual and total. Expiration date, notice period required, the window before expiration within which notice must be given to cancel. Business owner finance or procurement lead review start date, typically 90-120 days before expiration. The notice period field is critical and often overlooked. A contract with a 60-day auto-renewal notice period effectively expires 60 days before its stated expiration date. If you miss that window, you've committed to another year regardless of what you negotiate on price. Understanding the true decision deadline for every contract prevents the common scenario where a negotiation is technically underway, but the auto-renewal has already triggered. For large organizations with hundreds of contracts, building and maintaining this calendar is a meaningful operational effort. Contract lifecycle management software automates most of it. For organizations without dedicated tools, a maintained spreadsheet or CRM with automated alerts is sufficient. The 90-day review process. Day 90, business owner conducts usage and value review. Is the contract delivering the expected value? What features are being used versus what was anticipated? What is the realistic risk of switching? Day 75, finance or procurement reviews, pricing relative to market. Has pricing moved since the last renewal? What are comparable vendors charging? Are there new entrants in the category worth evaluating? Day 60, decision, renew, negotiate aggressively, or evaluate alternatives. If the value is high and the pricing is reasonable, the renewal may be straightforward. If the pricing is above market or the value is marginal, this is the moment to decide whether to pursue alternatives. Day 45, if negotiating, submit renewal request to vendor or initiate vendor-side conversation. Don't wait for the vendor to initiate. Take control of the timeline. Include any requests for pricing adjustment, term changes, or scope modifications. Day 30. Negotiate. Use this window to iterate toward terms you're willing to sign. If alternatives have been evaluated, use them as reference points in the conversation. Day 15. Final review and approval. The deal should be substantially agreed by this point, leaving the final 2 weeks for documentation and signature. What's negotiable at renewal? Most business owners believe that renewals are binary: renew at the offered price or don't renew. In practice, many terms are negotiable at renewal, especially for larger contracts. Price, the most obvious. Ask for flat renewal pricing, a multi-year discount, or benchmarking against current market rates. Vendors who want to keep your business will often reduce pricing to retain you, especially if the alternative is losing the contract. License count right-sizing. If you're paying for 200 seats and using 140, the renewal is an opportunity to renegotiate to actual usage. Vendors typically resist midterm reductions, but will often accommodate a right-sized renewal rather than risk losing the contract. Term structure. A 3-year commitment typically unlocks 10-20% better pricing than a 1-year renewal. If you're confident in the long-term value of the service, the term structure trade-off may be worth it. If you're uncertain, a shorter term preserves flexibility even at higher cost. Implementation services, training, or support. Vendors will often include professional services, onboarding support, or additional training as part of a renewal package. These have real value and are often easier to negotiate than pure price reductions. SLA improvements. If you've experienced service issues during the contract term, renewal is the moment to negotiate improved SLA terms and potentially credits for historical failures. The compounding effect organizations that consistently apply 90-day renewal management see compounding effects over time. Vendors learn that you will negotiate at renewal, which affects how they price your initial contract. The vendor who expects a serious renewal conversation prices more competitively from the start than the vendor who expects an auto renewal. Over a 5-year period, the cumulative difference between organizations that manage renewals actively and those that don't typically represents 15-25% of total vendor spend in the actively managed categories. On a 10-minute vendor portfolio, that's $1. 5 to 2. 5M. A significant financial outcome from a purely operational process improvement. Cost Defender tracks your vendor contract renewals alongside spend data, alerting stakeholders 90 days out and surfacing the pricing and usage context needed for a data-driven renewal conversation.